Periodically reviewing your finances can help ensure that you are on track to achieve your goals and minimize the chances of any costly oversights. What better time to eliminate any March madness in your financial plan than right now?
Welcome in to Your Retirement with Sam Dunes.
Welcome to Your Retirement. I'm Chuck Caton, along with Sam Duell, Luke VanAbel, Andy Schooler. And Andy is on assignment this week for Duell Financial Strategies with their over 23 years of experience in the retirement planning world. They are fiduciaries. They got your best interest in mind. And they've got a couple of offices in the Fox Valley that you should know about and probably do by now if you're a loyal listener to us in both Appleton and in Green Bay. Well, we're going to take a little basketball jaunt here. I must admit, gentlemen, and maybe you can help me out, I don't know how the Wisconsin Badgers are doing this year in basketball, but I do know that March Madness is coming up after, next weekend, and we look forward to the spring season, whether it's 50-degree weather and short sleeves up in our area, or watching college basketball, or taking a family or friends to vacations or spring break, and even, yes, some folks affectionately adore the spring as the season to hone organizational skills. And whether it is out there to get the lawn ready, or to rake, or to mulch, or to do some of those interior things around the house, spring cleaning, we've got to do it, guys, with a little bit of retirement planning in mind, too. So let's do an analogy here. I'll start with you, Sam, because Sam and Luke are in studio. Refreshing your budget. This is a good time of year. It's kind of the spring cleaning of financial planning or retirement planning, isn't it?
Yeah, just taking a look at your expenditures, taking a look at what your habits are, and just refreshing that, making sure that everything is as it should be. You know, it's kind of like we talk about rebalancing a portfolio, because sometimes things get out of whack. One area does better than another, so all of a sudden you have to rebalance it to get it back to even. The budget is no different. Prices may be up, prices may be down. You know, if you were budgeted for your fuel costs when gas was $5 a gallon, well, now it's $3.29 a gallon. So that may have gone out of balance, maybe groceries. So just take a look at that budget. You don't have to get in depth on this or spend hours or days on it, but just take a look at it and say, okay, are we still in line? Are we still spending what we thought we were going to spend? Particularly important, Chuck, for people that are newly retired. Because they will find that, especially in that first year or two, sometimes people will kind of bust that budget a little bit. They have good intentions, but then all of a sudden it starts to add up and you just don't realize it. So refreshing that budget, particularly if you are new into retirement or just getting ready for it, is very important.
It really is, Sam. And I think a lot of people are under the misconception that they're going to spend less money in retirement when you've got more time on your hands and the ability to spend more in retirement. But Luke, another very important facet of retirement planning this time of year as winter turns to spring is, again, reinforcing the fact that you have to build an emergency fund. Always have it on hand.
Yes, always having some funds on hand is really important. Just because you're retiring doesn't mean that that goes away. And this is especially true. So if we're thinking about people in the kind of pre-retirement phase, especially those 59 and a half and younger that are saying, hey, down the road, I'm going to want to retire after that date. Or maybe it's 55 if your 401k has a age 55 rule. Having a cushion, having an emergency fund is still really important. After retirement, it might look a little bit different because you can access those retirement funds in the case of an emergency. But you're probably still going to want to have some money in your checking, in your savings, because if that's the way you've lived before retirement, that's the way you're likely going to want to live after retirement, to have that little nest egg, that little cushion, so that you can pay off the credit card, so that you don't have to go into debt, so that you can continue to live your life without having to make all these maybe extra distributions from an account or something like that. It's planning ahead to have that emergency fund so that you're in a comfortable place.
You don't want to have to borrow, that's for sure. And that's with our next little bit of spring cleaning on the retirement level, Sam, and that is handling your debt. You don't want to go into much debt as you approach retirement.
No, you're trying to clean that up. It's, you know, if you can go into retirement with no revolving debt, we would say. It's most people, you know, you don't want a bunch of revolving debt when you go into retirement. It's, you'll hear a lot of different opinions on whether you should have a home mortgage or not. We tend to be pretty neutral on that. Our opinion on it is that you've got to live somewhere. So there is a cost to live. You know, anywhere other than a tent set up in the state park, you're going to pay for that.
You're going to pay for the tent in the state park.
Yeah, you're going to pay for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So whether you're paying real estate taxes and maintenance costs on your own home, if you're leasing or renting somewhere, there's going to be a cost, but you just want to make sure the debt is manageable. And as we said before, no revolving debt, and by all means, no reoccurring credit card debt. That is, boy, that's like high blood pressure. That is just a silent killer, because now you're out there, you got this credit card debt, and that stuff is at 12, 15, 16, 18, 20 plus percent, depending upon your credit rating. That stuff needs to go away.
Well, when you're approaching retirement, but you still have that 4, 5, 6 years beforehand, and you're still working, you cannot shut off the faucet and not contribute to your 401k plan or an IRA, right, Luke?
Right. I mean, this is critical time to take advantage of the tax benefits to putting money into a 401k and an IRA yet, depending on the tax bracket you're currently in. For a lot of people just before retirement, those are some of the best earning years that they're going to have over their career. So it also means that Uncle Sam's going to have his hand out and you're going to be paying a fair share of taxes. But from a contribution standpoint, if you're within a few years of retirement, you're probably over the age of 50. So yeah, now is not the time to take your foot off the gas. The contribution limits for 401ks now for those over age 50 is $30,500. That's quite a chunk. Most people think the limit is actually much lower than that, but it's not. And simultaneously, you can, if you have the income, if you need to get your portfolio to a higher level so that you can live the retirement you'd like, IRAs, Roth IRAs, those have a separate limit. So in addition to your 401k, you can fund money into a Roth or a traditional to the tune of $8,000 per year per individual. So if there's a spouse in the equation and you have enough earned income, you can contribute for a non-working spouse as well.
Sam, Luke just touched on the word tax. It's the worst three-letter word in the dictionary for most people. But reviewing your tax plan is important, especially as you're approaching retirement.
It's absolutely critical. It's, you know, we hear this all of the time. I would say, Chuck, in a lot of instances when people come and visit with us off the radio or off of television, the number one reason that they tell us they're coming to see us is because their current advisor never talks to them about taxes. They always push it off. They'll say, oh, it's no problem. You're going to be in a lower tax bracket. They never, ever talk to them about taxes. And I would argue that if your financial advisor or the person that you go to that helps you with your money, if they're not talking to you about how taxes are going to affect your retirement and developing a plan for you, whether it's on their own or along with your tax preparer, they're not a true financial advisor. They're not advising you at all. They're just selling you financial products. Because for the vast majority of you, your federal and state tax obligation is going to be the largest dollar expenditure that you have. I'm going to say that again. For most of you that are hearing the sound of my voice, in retirement, your federal and state tax obligation is going to be the number one largest monetary expenditure that you're going to have. Unless you have got a monster mortgage, it's going to be taxes. So why is it that nobody's talking to you about it? That's the number one thing you need to be planning for. Yeah, you need to plan for the stock market. Yeah, you need to plan for income. But you are only allowed to spend what the state and federal government allows you to keep. Think about that for a minute. You only get to spend what they're going to let you keep after taxes. So why in the world are you not planning for it? It's the easiest thing in the world to do. It's a known set of rules. It's as clear as the nose on your face. It's all black and white. Why aren't you planning for it? Develop a tax plan, review the tax plan, because that is where you're going to save money at, and that is where you're going to protect yourself from too much burden from the federal and state government.
Tremendous advice, Sam. And I think when you look at your entire picture, your asset allocation assessment is something among your investments, Luke, that you need to do.
Yeah, from a retirement planning standpoint, taxes, absolutely. Can't talk about that enough. But from an investing standpoint, if we just isolate investing, then asset allocation is the key. What you own, where you own it, in what proportion do you own the different things within your retirement portfolio, your non-retirement account? These all play a critical role in not only accomplishing the goals that you have from like an income standpoint, from a growth standpoint, but where and how you own those things in non-retirement accounts has a big tax impact. You know, how you structure your investment. Are you passive? You just buy and hold different things. That's a lot of times what we see in 401ks. Are you more strategic? You know, do you rebalance periodically? Most people don't rebalance very often in their 401ks. Or are you tactical? That would be like a third type of strategy with your asset allocation. Do you or does somebody on your team actively play a part in moving your holdings around so that you're positioned in the better places for this time in the economic cycle, this time in your life? Those are important aspects of retirement planning, not just kind of setting and forgetting the investments. Now you're retired. Now you got to think like a business owner. Now you got to think a little bit more tactically. How are we going to make this money work for you so that it can generate the income that you're looking for in retirement so that you can keep as much of that money as possible?
And so quickly, Sam, just like doing spring cleaning, you got to clean up and be aware of what's going on with your finances this time of year in retirement.
Yeah, just sit down and take a look at it. Sit down with your financial advisor. Sit down with whoever's handling these things for you and just get these things done, because this is a great time to do it. You're just going to roll into spring here. And you know, when we get into spring, we get into summer, it's going to get busy and you are going to back off on doing these sorts of things. So do it now while we're still anticipating, waiting for those leaves to pop. Do it right now and you'll be happy you did.
And the easy way to do it is to, just give us a call here at Dual Financial Strategies at 866-203-7486. That's 866-203-7486. And Sam, Andy, and Luke will be happy to help you with the Retirement Lifestyle Review. And the best part is the meeting with them is at no cost, no obligation when you sit down and assess your retirement future, either at the Green Bay office or the Appleton office. So once again, it's 866-203-7486 to meet with Dual Financial Strategies about your retirement, because they've got almost a quarter of a century of experience in dealing with people like you here in the Fox Valley. Well, we're going to continue with a little bit of a basketball theme in the second segment, aren't we, Sam?
Yeah, you know, for that people that are basketball fans, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Depends on who you ask. With March Madness upon us, we're taking a look at some of the lessons we can take from the world of college hoops to give us an edge on our financial planning game.
Welcome back to Dual Financial Strategies. I'm Chuck Caton, and once upon a time, I was a Big Ten basketball announcer at the University of Wisconsin, prior to that, University of Michigan, and I'm in studio here talking retirement here with Sam Dual and Luke Van Abel of Dual Financial Strategies. And remember, they can offer you that retirement lifestyle review at no cost, no obligation when you give them a call at 866-203-7486. All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the fundamentals, so to speak, in retirement planning, because there are many themes from college basketball that really translate into other areas of our lives, particularly when it comes to planning for our financial future. So while a lot of people believe it's one and done, which is what the NCAA tournament is all about, but when it comes to planning for financial futures, we got to believe that it is not one and done. There are a lot of gripping similarities between two and today, and we're going to cover a few of the ways that the two overlap to help you gain an edge on your game plan for retirement. So, again, just as we said, Sam, in the world of sports, in the world specifically of college basketball this time of year, there are some fundamentals that you need to win on the court, but there are also big fundamentals, and it's all about those fundamentals when it comes to retirement planning, isn't it?
Absolutely. We talked about some of the fundamentals a little bit in the first segment. First one being, know what your budget is. Know what your lifestyle budget is going to be. And make sure that you're allowing some, you know, some wiggle room inside of that. Make sure you've got that emergency fund built. Once we get that budget put together, then we have to focus on your tax plan, making sure that you are tax efficient, making sure that your distributions are going to be taxed in the least amount possible. I talked at that ad nauseum in the first segment. But folks, understand, the single largest monetary obligation that you're going to have in retirement for the vast majority of you is your obligation for federal and state taxes. And the reason for that is because all of you have saved the majority of your money. The bulk of your wealth is sitting inside of your 401k plan. It's sitting inside of your IRA. It's a fundamental investment, but you have built yourself a ticking tax time bomb that you are not talking to anyone about the ramifications of. Fundamentals, fundamentals, fundamentals.
It is true, and of course, everybody knows those 401ks are tax deferred, and of course, we love that term until it becomes tax now.
It's deferred.
That's exactly true. All right, Luke, let's not get tunnel vision either when building your bracket. Now, what do we mean by that? I know in basketball, you're going to make some predictions here next week on who you think is going to win the NCAAs. Everybody's got their bracket, but how does that translate to retirement planning?
Well, I think one of the ways this can apply is, you know, we can be thinking about the way that it used to be, whether it, you know, the basketball analogy, what teams used to be doing really well, or what it was like when we were in the growth and accumulation phase of our retirement life. And let's face it, the times have changed around us. I mean, the interest rate environment is different. Certainly inflation is different. And you are no longer in that growth and accumulation phase anymore. Now you're going to be transitioning into income, maybe income and preservation to some degree. Your goals, the shift in your mindset needs to completely change. It will be challenging. It's going to be difficult to kind of remove yourself from that working hat or that business hat to the, now I'm retired. Now you're in control of your retirement, almost like a business owner would be. So the focus, the ways you need to think, the biases, they need to be removed to focus on today and what's going to happen here in the future.
All right. And Sam, you've got to make sure you've got a good balance as well that you're comfortable with. And when we talk about balance, the first thing I think of is the just in cases of the world. You need to prepare and not have all the eggs in one, say, stock basket or bond basket, right?
Yeah, and this, you know, this is something that I think gets missed in modern financial planning today. Unfortunately, modern financial planning for many of you is still very old and outdated and old-fashioned financial planning, where they're still using the age of 100 rule, where, you know, you take your age from 100 and that's how much you should have in stocks, or they're just using the old generic 60-40 blends. Folks, that stuff was outdated 10 years ago. But for whatever reason, the financial industry just hangs on to these things. They just hang on to these old myths forever and ever and ever. They're incredibly slow to evolve. But a good balance today is a balance among different assets. Do you have different things? It's not about having, oh, I'm conservative or oh, I'm moderate. No, it's about how did you get to be moderate? Because you can have one thing that's moderate, and then another thing that's aggressive, and then another thing that's conservative, three totally different and distinct asset classes, that is going to get you to where you're still moderate. You see what I'm saying here? You can structure these things. Quit trying to structure things like, oh, I'm just going to go all conservative, so I'm going to go buy CDs. Oh, I'm going to do this. No, that is a single-minded, single-point approach, and it is not efficient. You want the most efficient planning process possible. That means that you have to have the best balanced planning process possible.
Absolutely true, because they just cancel each other out if you do what you just said, and some people do, and they don't realize it as it's happening. Just like Luke, they make emotional decisions that don't serve them well in the short or long term, and that's something you need to avoid.
Yes, we do. Emotion plays a part in all aspects of retirement. Some of the biggies I see around, you know, when do you take Social Security? When and how do you take a pension? These things become very emotional because we have preconceived notions in our head. We have to leave those at the door, though, when we're starting to plan for retirement and think about a variety of the other factors. Longevity. How long do you think you're going to live? Are you married? Right? Do we need to cover another spouse for potentially a long period of time? You know, we also need to remove the emotion from investing, right? We know this intuitively. This is something we know, but all too often we have emotional connections maybe to holdings or things that we own within our investment accounts. Those investment accounts, those positions, they don't know that, right? They don't know that we have that connection. So by and large, we need to remove the emotion from all the investment decisions going forward and start making sound, wise decisions about the assets you've saved, about the decisions that need to be made, factoring in as many of the possible scenarios so that you can have a custom financial plan for your retirement.
Here's a good one, Sam, as we have analogies between the top 65 teams that are going to be playing in the NCAA tournament and the retirement planning world. And we talk about Cinderella stories in basketball where one plays 16 in each of the brackets and 16 beats one. It's only happened once in NCAA history, but Cinderella stories are great, but they're the exception and not the rule. So how does that apply to our retirement plan?
Well, you know, the Cinderella story also would come into play there, Chuck, where, you know, everybody loves the half court shot that somebody made, you know, right at the buzzer to win, or the Hail Mary pass in football. These are things, as you said, these are things that are very, very rare that they happen. It stands out in people's minds, right? Because it was substantial. It was emotional. So that's what stands out. And people don't really give thought to the fact that, well, 99 times out of 100, that's not the way a game wins. Probably, you know, 9999 times out of 10,000, that's not how a game wins. It's the same way with finances. Having the big market year, picking, you know, here's a great story. Here's a great Cinderella story for recent times. NVIDIA. NVIDIA has just gone insane. They're a chip maker and they've just gone nuts. I think they've increased by price by 200 or 300%. It's just insane. But for every one of those NVIDIAs, there are thousands and thousands that have not done that. So stop trying to pick out that one Cinderella thing that's going to put you over the top. Stop trying to pick out that one piece that's going to make you be where you want to be. It's all about having a very broad-based approach. It's about having a plan, because Cinderella stories, as much as we like to hear them, you've all got the buddy that every time they go to Las Vegas, somehow, miracle of miracles, they win, and you know in your heart of hearts that they're lying.
Well, there you go, and that's where it's no lie, Luke, to have a good culture that really does matter.
Yeah, having a good coach, having an advocate, having someone in your corner going into retirement is really key. You know, we've seen this in college basketball with great coaches, you know, a women's coach at Stanford, Mike Kay at Duke. Tim Grover, had the privilege of hearing from him recently. He was the coach to Jordan, Bryant, Wade. I mean, all these people that we look up to and we say, well, you know, they don't need help. They're great. Well, no, that's how they got there, right? So it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to say, I don't know enough about this topic. I need somebody who can coach me through this. We're not taught these things, right? We're not taught these things in school. We're not taught these things in life. So you need to do the work of reaching out to find the coach, the advocate that you trust that can help you make the really important financial decisions and help get you pointed in the right direction.
And those people are right here on this program. It's called Sam Duell, Andy Schooler, and Luke Van Abel of Duell Financial Strategies. They've got over a quarter of a century of wonderful experience, and they will provide for you a retirement lifestyle review at no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is visit them at one of their two offices in the Fox Valley, one in Appleton, one in Green Bay. And the way you can make that appointment is to give them a call at 866-203-7486. That's 866-203-7486. Sam Duell has also penned a book called Purpose Determines Placement. You'll get a copy of that book. I think it's a third printing right now. It's very popular. Sam, Andy, and Luke will give you a copy of that as well when you come and visit with them to talk about your retirement, because it's all about the individuality of what you need in retirement and how you will be successful at the business thereof. 866-203-7486. Don't procrastinate. Give them a call right now. 866-203-7486. We're going to continue on and hear from, well, some quotes from legendary coaches, aren't we, Sam, in the next segment?
We are. That's exactly what we're going to take a look at. Some of the life lessons from legendary basketball coaches and how they apply to your financial planning journey.
Welcome back to Your Retirement. Chuck Caton here. We're with Luke Van Abel and Sam Duell of Duell Financial Strategies. And we're going to be talking a little basketball analogies once again as we are through the Big Ten tournament now this weekend. And then you have, obviously, the NCAA starting next weekend. And for legendary college basketball coach John Wooden, he had his own sayings called Woodenisms that he would use to help translate the lessons he learned from coaching into phrases that everybody could benefit from, whether it's in the financial world, whether you play for him like Lou Alcindor did, or casually followed the team into the postseason, or really, if you even if you couldn't care less about sports, some of these, Sam, have been noteworthy bromides in life. For example, and you can talk about all three of these, you don't have the time to do it right. If you don't, when will you have time to do it over? Or nothing will work unless you do. Or the big one was from John Wooden, things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out. All of those quotes can apply to your retirement plan, right?
Yeah, there's so many different variations on those things. That first one stands out to me. I remember, and this has been many, many years ago when I was in my 20s, I kind of started my career after I left the small town I was living in. I started my career with Walmart in management with them. And I remember to this day, the gentleman that was our district manager, his name was Frank Gatchett. And he seemed like he was ancient to me, right? Because I was in my 20s. I'm sure the man was probably in his 40s or probably in his 40s, 50s by that point in time. But boy, he used to say that all the time. If he was walking through the store and there was a display or something that doesn't write, the kiss of death for anyone that he was talking to, if he said, you know, why is that display not right? If you happen to come back and say, well, I just didn't have time. Oh, that was a kiss of death. And now I know where he got this from, because he would always say, hey, if you didn't have time to do it right the first time, when are we ever going to have time to come back and fix it? So apparently he must have listened to John Wooden himself. So you don't get to fix retirement. You know, you don't get to do it over. We either do it right from the very beginning or you're going to be in trouble. And the second one there, I like that one a lot too. There's a lot of work in the very beginning of financial planning. That's why you do this the way that we do it. That's why we have a very structured process, Chuck. It is not an easy process from the beginning. You don't just walk into our office and we tap you on the head with the magic wand and say, bingo, you've got a financial plan. No, it's multiple meetings. It's research. It's getting down into the weeds and getting this thing right the first time, because you are not going to get to do it again. And it's not going to work unless we put the time and effort into it from the very beginning.
Absolutely true. And once again, that number, you've got to be inspired to hear that at 866-203-7486. Well, the late Dean Smith was a longtime University of North Carolina coach, and of course, Michael Jordan, among many great players that he coached, once said that if you do what we ask you to do, the victories belong to you, the losses will belong to me. So I guess that goes along, Luke, with what your advice would be, although you're not going to give advice that people are going to lose on, that's for sure.
No, we're not going to give advice that you lose on, but I think, you know, like we talked about in the last segment, when we talk about coaches, when we talk about having an advocate or an advisor in your corner, they're there to help take the burden of responsibility off of you, right? It's their job to help you make the right financial decisions around your retirement and all the things that go along with that. So it's not going it alone. It's not having to make these decisions on your own because you've never made these decisions. You've never had to make these decisions before. It's leaning on the experience. It's leaning on the decades of helping other people. And we know that everybody's unique, and we see that every single day. But we've also done it before. We've moved the money. We've helped people set up Social Security. We've set up income. We've done the tax planning. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel every day. So lean on us for that. You know, we can help remove some of the error that might happen on your own by doing it yourself because of the experience that we have. And of course, we can fan that flame when it comes to the wins and the successes of retirement and building that income and building that plan out for you.
Absolutely. We're talking to Luke Van Abel and Sam Duell about, some basketball analogies, as this is March Madness time, and how they apply to retirement planning. Now, one of the people that made an impact not only in the Tar Heel State, but nationally, because of his exposure to ESPN, was Jim Valvano, the former coach of NC State basketball. And unfortunately, 31 years ago, he passed away of cancer. But he, at the ESPYs, which of course are like the Emmys for sports that ESPN developed at the time, gave him the Lifetime Courage Award when he said this.
There are three things we all should do every day. If we do this every day of our life, you're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day. You do that 7 days a week, you're going to have something special.
Sam, he had such a positive attitude even as he was passing away. And, of course, he also said that no matter what business you're in, you can't run in place or else somebody's going to pass you by. And it doesn't matter how many games you've won, whether it's in the retirement battles or his own battle with cancer.
Oh, very true. I mean, if you think about it, you can't just run in place in retirement. It's like for all intent and purpose, you can't just park your money in CDs. If you got a 4% withdrawal rate on your financial plan and you just park yourself in a money market account at 3, well, you're pulling from an ever shrinking pot. You're just running in place. You have to look at different ways to go about doing this. And that's just what you have to do. It doesn't matter. And same thing. It's like, it doesn't matter how many times you've won in the stock market. You're going to lose from time to time. And if you happen to lose, we see this a lot of times, like in 2022, where sometimes people get scared and then they pull out of the market. Even though they've had great victories before that, then they just pull out. But then they're so scared and so locked in that they don't go back in again. They'll sit on the sidelines and wait while the world just passes them by. So that's why it's so important to have a plan. That's why it's so important to evolve. That's why it's so important to not be doing things in your retirement and financial plan the way your advisor was doing it 15 years ago. Those things won't work with modern retirement planning today. Don't just stand still, because your retirement lifestyle is going to pass you by.
Absolutely true. Now, Luke, longtime Kentucky basketball head coach John Calipari said that successful people never lose. They either win or they learn. How does that apply to retirement?
Well, I think we all should be lifetime learners. We all should be continuing to, you know, as we go through life, yes, we're going to have some wins, but what are we going to do in the moments when life throws us that curveball and we strike out? We are huge on learning. We are huge on education because, again, like I've said before, you're not taught these things. You're not taught how to successfully retire. So we provide you education on Your Retirement Radio. We provide you education through classes. Sam teaches a class. Lake in the office teaches a class. He provides education on Medicare. I myself teach a 2-day course. So there's no excuse for not getting the education, because we have all the resources in the world that we can make available to you at your disposal. What's that, Sam?
The book.
The book. Everything. The book is another educational piece.
Everything.
On our website, you can go and listen to these very podcasts if you miss them on the weekend. So we have these tools in place, but you have to go out and take action to access them. And then once you access them and you start to learn, then when you want to apply those to your situation, reach out. We'd be happy to help you and determine whether there's a fit and whether we can add value to your situation.
Absolutely true. And as we wrap this segment up, Sam, we have to finish with a Big Ten, famous or infamous, however you want to say it, a former Indiana coach, the late Bobby Knight, who once said the will to succeed is important, but what is more important is the will to prepare. So what can we take from this quote and apply it to financial planning processes?
Boy, it's just, it's so true. And I've kind of referenced this a little bit before in my comments, is like retirement planning, good retirement planning is about preparation. The execution of it is going to happen automatically if the preparation of it is done correctly. Like, that's why professional athletes practice these things. That's why it doesn't matter if it's basketball and it's someone practicing free throws. They're going to throw the ball and shoot the ball thousands of times to where it's an automatic. The quarterback does the same thing. The professional golfer does the same thing. I mean, do you think a professional golfer stands on a driving range for hours hitting balls because they just happen to enjoy it? They probably do. It's their passion, but they're doing that so that when they get into a situation, it's absolutely automatic. Your retirement should be the same way. You should be prepared to a level so that your plan will react to the different variations that are going to be thrown at it. And folks, there are going to be variations that are going to be thrown at it. There are going to be changes in your retirement. So we have to have a very malleable and flexible retirement plan, but we also have to have one that will work in conjunction with those changes rather than you having to manually adjust things every time you turn around.
And this is why you should give the fine folks at Dual Financial Strategies your time, because they want to give you their time. And that means in their Green Bay office or the Appleton office, Sam, Andy, or Luke will be able and willing to help you discuss your retirement. If you're approaching retirement in the next 4, 5, 6 years, get that retirement lifestyle review, because it's at no cost, no obligation when you sit down and talk to them about your retirement. And here's the way you do it. You call 866-203-7486. That's 866-203-7486. And you make that no cost, no obligation appointment to meet with them, as I say, either in the Green Bay office or the Appleton office. And they are independent. They are not beholden to selling you products, as Sam said before. They are here as fiduciaries to help you, because you come first in your retirement. 866-203-7486 is the number. That's 866-203-7486. And let the people at Dual Financial Strategies construct a retirement plan for you. They are extraordinary. And what is also extraordinary are some of our listeners that give us questions, right, Sam?
It is indeed, and that's what's coming up next, Chuck. Your questions, asked and answered.
And we are back for the question and answer segment. I'm Chuck Caton, along with Sam Duell and Luke Van Hobel of Duell Financial Strategies. And remember, they can offer you that retirement lifestyle review. They'll sit down and talk about your retirement. Maybe you're in your late 40s, early 50s, and you're starting to think about it. Maybe in your mid-50s to late 50s. Well, it's never too late. You've got, in fact, the earlier the better to discuss things with the Duell Financial Strategies, because it's all about your retirement. Remember, they've got two offices, one in Appleton, one in Green Bay, to serve you. That number again, 866-203-7486. All right, all set to go. We're going to start with Art in Green Bay for you, Sam. All set to answer his question. It seems like a simple one here, but let's see what he says.
All righty, what Art asking?
All right, he's saying, how much is a traditional 401k taxed? And is it worth trying to convert to a Roth? Now, that seems like a generalized question. I'll be interested to see what your answer is.
Yeah, it does seem like a generalized question. The interesting thing about this is that we get this all of the time. It's fascinating to me how people don't know these things are taxed. But Art, a traditional 401k is taxed as ordinary income. When you start taking withdrawals out of your 401k, or if you roll it over, convert it to a regular IRA, you start taking money out of there. It's no different than when you were working. It's no different than getting a W-2. It's no different than anything else. It's all ordinary income taxation levels coming out of a 401k. So is it worth trying to convert to a Roth? The answer to that, unfortunately, is maybe, because I don't know what your situation is. But I will tell you, there's only one thing that you need to be focusing on if you're thinking about converting to a Roth, and that is your current tax bracket versus what we think the future tax bracket might be. Let me give you an example of that. Let's say that right now, Art, you're in a 22% tax bracket. That's what you're paying in taxes. Well, and you're saying, well, I'm going to be retired in 3 or 4 years, and I'm not going to be, I won't have as much money coming in, and my lifestyle will push me into a 12% tax bracket. Well, that one's pretty simple to think about. Okay, do you want to convert to a Roth IRA at 22%, when in a shorter period of time, you're going to be in 12%. Well, the answer to that's pretty simple. No, it wouldn't make any sense at all to do that. You're essentially wasting 10% of that tax. Now, we don't know what tax levels might be in 3 or 4 years, but we can probably reasonably guess that for middle income folks, they're going to stay relatively the same. But this is the problem I see with traditional advisors that are still doing business the way that we did business 15 years ago, or worse yet, that don't know and understand taxes. You would be amazed, Art, at the number of people I have come in and talk to me that their advisor is recommending that they do a Roth conversion so that they can buy a new mutual fund or so that they can put them into a new variable annuity. But when you ask any other tax questions, they won't give it to you. That is a very, very clear sign to you that you are not receiving advice on the proper way to convert. You are receiving a sales pitch in order to sell you a new product. So there needs to be a tax examination done. There needs to be a tax bracket evaluation done, both now and in the future, before you make that decision to convert to a Roth. It could be very, very good for you and very advantageous in the future, but that's one you need to measure twice and cut once and not make a mistake on.
Absolutely true. All right, Becky's in Nina here, Luke, and she wants to know, are there any disadvantages to consider before exercising the option to annuitize an equitable variable annuity? Now, I purchased two annuities in 2008, and I have reached the point where I may now exercise that option to receive lifetime income benefits. Would there be any issues that I should consider before doing so?
Hi, Becky. Great question. First, annuitization, for those of you that are not aware or maybe hearing this term for the first time, that's converting your annuity into a regular income payment, oftentimes on a fixed schedule. So that could be set for a number of years or a payout for the rest of your life. Now, a consideration with this would be, you asked about any disadvantages. Well, now there's no more other income that you can pull from that account. So if you've turned a $100,000 variable annuity into an income stream for the rest of your life, think Social Security, think pension, you can't go back to Social Security and say, hey, I'd like $10,000 out of that account, right? It doesn't exist. So that would be a disadvantage. That would be a trade-off. The other thing to consider with regard to, you know, annuitization or taking lifetime income is having this reviewed. So you took this annuity out in 2008. And as we've talked about throughout this show, the times have changed, right? The interest rate environment that we were in back in 2008, in the 2010s, is very different than the interest rate environment today. And I'll pose it to you this way. If you think about your mortgage, and as interest rates go down, what do you think about doing with your mortgage? Many people think about refinancing their mortgage. So a consideration for many as interest rates start to increase is to have a second opinion, to explore whether higher income payments exist. Because I can tell you today that the plans that were put in place many years ago, we're in a very low interest rate environment, and therefore the income payments were reflected in that. So you also want to look at, you know, ensuring the proper timing of starting it, the tax ramifications of all that. But the biggest thing is the interest rate environment and making sure that you are maximizing the income from this particular account.
All right. Very comprehensive answer, Luke. Very good. Now, Frankie and DePere wants to know from you, Sam. He says, I'm well into retirement age, although I'm still working and I have my nest egg of about $500,000 invested entirely in stocks. But I'm getting a little worried about the future of the economy and the market. So should I transfer everything to a safer investment?
Well, you know, Frankie, the phrase safer investment is subjective. It's like, what does safer investment mean to you? Is a safer investment a CD? Is a safer investment cash in your gun safe? Is a safer investment, you know, a guaranteed fixed annuity? What is a safer investment to you? That's where you should start at. What does that mean to you? And what are you trying to achieve here? Are we trying to achieve protection? Well, if you want to achieve protection, you could do things like that. I mean, you might even look at, you know, one of the asset classes that's very popular today that I personally own to give me exposure to the stock market but protect me against the downside of it is called a fixed indexed annuity. I mean, I own a substantial amount of those. So does my wife, Andy. And we own them for one purpose and one purpose only, to protect our original principal and to protect our accrued interest. Now, I'm not looking to make 20 or 30% in those because it's unrealistic just because of the way they're structured. But I can protect my nest egg with something like that, and I can still be biased towards the market via the indexes that they offer, but letting the insurance company take the downside risk. So that might be a possibility for you if you're looking to still have that connection to quote-unquote stocks or stock market indexes, but you want to get more protection. But the first thing I think you probably need to answer is, what does a safer investment mean to you? And just because you're invested in stocks doesn't mean that you are at high risk. Yes, they could go down, but what kind of stocks are you in? Hey, if you're in something like a, I don't know, NVIDIA, I mean, that one's been a, you know, that one's just been a rocket ship here, but it's not a great paying stock. It's not like they're paying high dividend yields and things at the moment. If you're in something like that, yes, you could be speculative and lose a great deal of money. But if you're in something like a, you know, Wisconsin Energies or Procter & Gamble or something like that, that's a very stable, large cap dividend yielding stock. Well, I don't know. You can't say that's safe because it certainly could go down in value, but pretty sure people are going to need electricity and natural gas and toilet paper and, you know, and hand towels here coming up in the near future. So define what safe means to you and then work with your advisor to that goal. And always remember, this is the most important thing of all, Frankie. It's your money. It's your retirement. Do not be talked into anything. Only go with something if it fits your long-term retirement lifestyle plan.
All righty. Deborah's in Darboy. Very quickly, Luke, how do I determine, Deborah wants to know, how much to withhold in my monthly Social Security? Because this is going to be the first year that I receive benefits starting in September.
Hi, Deborah. Well, right out of the get-go, you can cut out the state because the state of Wisconsin is not going to tax your Social Security. So that means that you only have to be worried about the federal tax withholding. And then from there, you have to look at the other taxable income that you have. So Social Security is going to be taxable just like your other income. There's something called the provisional income formula that you have to calculate to determine how much of your Social Security is going to be taxable. Because even if you one spouse is still working, not 100% of your Social Security will be taxable. It's either zero, 50%, half of the income, or 85%. So this is something we can talk about in a lifestyle retirement review, because the formula, the table, if you will, that you put the provisional income formula on has never been adjusted for inflation since Social Security started. So back then, $40,000 was a lot different than it is today. So use that. Use the all your other income, provisional income formula, and those charts to help you determine how much of your Social Security is going to be taxable based on the other income that you have. And of course, if that didn't make sense or you'd like help with that, give us a call and we'd be happy to help.
All right. And other ways you can help, Sam, please let us know.
Just giving people an overview of what they need to do. I think the biggest thing that people get from us, Chuck, when they come in and visit is that it's not just one focus. We're not just there talking about your investments. We're not just there talking about your market things. We're not just there talking about Social Security. It is a true strategic planning session. It is a true multi-focused, multifaceted process. And we find that people benefit greatly from that approach where it's non-biased. There's no selling. It is not a throw product brochures at you atmosphere. It's a sit down, listen to you, figure out what you want to do, where you want to get to, and then helping you every step of the way. Not only to retirement, Chuck, but through retirement, which is the most important part of all.
It certainly is. And all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to call 866-203-7486. That's 866-203-7486. And it's all about your retirement. And Sam, Andy, and Luke can help you from Dual Financial Strategies construct that wonderful retirement plan so that you can sleep well at night with their retirement lifestyle review. Once again, they've got offices in Appleton and Green Bay, and their number is 866-203-7486. Well, Sam, it's been a great show. What are your final thoughts today?
Another great show. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Catch us again here, same time, same place, next week.
Investment advisory services offered through Dual Financial Strategies, LLC, a Wisconsin-registered investment advisor. Dual Financial Strategies does not provide legal or tax advice. Investment advisor representatives of Dual Financial Strategies may only conduct business with residents of the states and jurisdictions in which they are properly registered. Insurance and annuity products are sold through Dual Financial Strategies.